720 WGN, where it is Orion Samuelson Day, and well, you can't have Orion Samuelson Day without Orion Samuelson. So guess what? He's with us right now. And congratulations on what is an unbelievable record of 60 years at one station. It's unheard of. I don't know anyone else who even comes close.
Well, I think Ben Scully, who did the Los Angeles Dodgers games, came close because he and I were inducted into the Hall of Fame at the same time. And so we had the opportunity to talk a great deal about careers. And I think that he may be a little longer than I am.
Wow. 60 years.
But is this John? Is this really John Records Landecker?
Yes, it is.
Well, then I have to take time to write down on this sheet of paper all of the famous people I have worked with since 1960, because I've got to put you on the list with Bob Collins and Wally Phillips and Spike Odell and Eddie Schwartz and all those other names that I've had the opportunity to know and work with. And I've got to say, John, I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Oh, thank you, Orion. I'm going to mention something we had mentioned a couple of weeks ago in the morning for Surratt, but a few years ago here at WGN, I was doing one of my annual visits, and it was the holidays, and Orion read the night before Christmas over music from Judy Barr Topinka's accordion, and it was a seasonal presentation, and that is just, I don't know, one of the highlights for me, anyway, when I tell people that story.
Well, thank you.
It was really
great. It was a highlight for me, too. So,
thanks. Do you want to talk about some farm stuff?
I can talk about anything because I know everything about everything, John.
Oh, well, that's so reassuring.
You name it, and I'll make up an answer.
Popcorn farmers.
Yes.
I saw something yesterday that they were in some sort of having some sort of problems. What exactly can you explain to me and everybody else? What makes a popcorn farmer a popcorn farmer as opposed to just a regular farmer?
Well, the variety of corn that he plants, because there are varieties of plants that of corn that produce popcorn only, because we've got several uses for the corn crop. Besides our breakfast cereal, we've also got feed for cattle and hogs, and we have the now we're doing milks from corn and doing so much that we didn't do when I was a kid on the dairy farm milking cows up in Wisconsin. But the corn plant is interesting. As a matter of fact, with Uncle Bobby, we used to do an annual feature called Corn Porn, because the corn plant is kind of unusual. It's bisexual. The pollen, the male pollen, is in the tassel at the top of the seed corn plant, and the area that forms the kernel, the cob, is halfway down the stalk. So the wind has to blow the male pollen out of the top, and it, as it falls, has got to catch on the cob. And here are the interesting things about the corn plant. You probably didn't want this much information, but anyway.
I'm glad I asked.
Anyway, the unusual thing about the corn plant, that it's bisexual. And secondly, on every ear of corn, you will never find an uneven row of kernels. There'll be 10 rows, there'll be 12 rows, 14 rows, but never an uneven number on the rows. And of course, that's where the kernels are formed, and that's where they go on to become feed for livestock. But I tell you, one of my favorite vegetables, and I've been having it every day, is corn on the cob.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet corn, because we have done so much work on the breed of plants that we use and the ingredients. We put sweeter genes in the seed corn seed than we do in the livestock corn seed. So that's a little bit of corn porn that I used to do for Uncle Bobby.
I'm glad I asked the question. And once again, Orion, thank you so much for your service for 60 years. And it's been great. I love the times I was on the air with you. And I just want to wish you the absolute best. And if you ever feel like, you know, maybe you want to get on again, just let me know. I'll be fine with me.
Can I call you?
Oh, please do. You know, because after you stop a routine, after you stop a routine after 60 years, you know, you're going to have a lot of free time. So who knows?
You're right.
Yeah.
Orion knows what kind of trouble I can cause.
Thank you, Orion. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.